Federal and state disaster officials take a closer look at communities facing devastating tornado damage. The former mayor of Moore has died, and the governor withdraws his nomination for a cabinet post. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Tuesday, April 30th. I'm Deborah Shar. State and federal officials toured tornado damage in Marietta and Sulphur today. The State Department of Emergency Management announced that it has completed a preliminary assessment of Sulphur. Agency Director Annie Vest says damages total more than $7 million.
We calculated just over 100 properties that were destroyed, several that were major damage, and then many that had minor damage or were affected.
An EF3 tornado also leveled Sulphur's historic downtown Saturday night, scattering debris for miles. The statewide tornado outbreak led to 4 deaths and injured more than 100 people. A hospital in Marietta has temporarily stopped providing health care services due to its severe tornado damage. State Impact's Jillian Taylor reports Mercy Health Love County's hospital administrator hopes to reconnect patients to care soon.
Scott Callender, the hospital's administrator, says its clinic and spaces where it provides physical therapy are the only places that might be salvageable in the building. Damage includes blown out windows, crumbling ceilings, and a mangled exterior, making it unsuitable for patients. Those patients are being referred to local area hospitals, with the closest location being 19 miles away in Ardmore. In the meantime, Callender says the hospital is trying to get a virtual setup for provider visits.
I want to get their healthcare back up and going so they don't have to travel, and that's our goal. And so it's just a matter of time, and hopefully quicker the better.
Callender says the hospital is working on getting its phone lines up and running again. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
One of the state's longest-serving mayors died over the weekend. Former mayor of Moore, Glenn Lewis, died at the age of 68, about a month after he ended his 30 years in public service. KGOU's Hannah France reports.
During his time as mayor, Lewis is credited with the major economic development of the suburb by drawing in major retailers like Walmart and Target, as well as the Warren Theater. Lewis is also remembered for leading the city through the aftermath of 2 financially devastating and deadly EF5 tornadoes, one in 1999 and another in 2013. Recently, the City Council of Moore awarded him the symbolic key to the city. Lewis's family announced on social media that he died on Sunday morning but did not include his cause of death or details about funeral services. Last year, he cited issues with his health as a reason for not running for re-election in an interview with The Oklahoman. His successor, Mark Ham, took office at the beginning of this month. I'm Hannah France.
Governor Kevin Stitt has withdrawn Shelley Zumwalt's nomination as Cabinet Secretary for Tourism, Wildlife, and Heritage amid controversy over alleged misuse of public funds. Stitt announced the decision in a letter to Senate Pro Tem Greg Treat. Treat has said he wasn't sure the Senate would advise and consent to Zumwalt's nomination following a state audit that criticized Zumwalt. State Attorney General Gettner Drummond commended the move, calling for Zumwalt's termination to prevent further misuse of taxpayer money. Zumwalt remains the head of the Department of Tourism. During a news conference last week, she said she would not resign that post. You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.